Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
To the sports news of the day, because it's a busy day. Orioles got eliminated from the playoffs yesterday. Officially, we kind of knew this was a foregone conclusion. There were some epic games last night in Major League Baseball as this wild card thing is really starting to percolate and get somewhat fascinating. Ravens are taking on the Lions coming up on Monday night. 4.5-point favorites over Detroit. Anything you want to get into, we can at 410-583-1057. Let's get out to the phones. We'll start off today's program in Bel Air with Rob. Rob, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Hey, I'm going to be at the Yankees game Friday and Saturday. Bob, are you working at Pickles on Friday?
I will be at Pickles on Friday. It's our last Friday of the season here at Pickles, unfortunately, because there's no playoff baseball at Pickles for the first time in 3 years. But come on down and say hello.
And no Bob, problem. My wife said she's coming to Pickles Friday, too.
Oh, nice.
She said she's going to come see you.
Oh, that's awesome. Don't come empty-handed, Becky.
I'll tell her.
I don't care who you are. You come empty-handed, I'm going to judge you.
Yeah, because I have a friend coming from Massachusetts, and he's a big Yankees fan, but I'm hoping
Oh, God.
Yeah, but I'm hoping that the Orioles spoil the Yankees.
Well, they do step up against New York, so we'll give them that.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. Don't forget to wear your Winger World Tour shirt, Bob.
Winger?
isn't that one of your old 80s?
No. I'm Rat Motley Crue. Okay. That's kind of the end of my docking. But Winger wasn't in my wheelhouse.
No. Same with me, White Snake and all them. Yes.
I was cool, White Snake, yes.
Yeah, cool. But, Vinny, I want to ask a question. This has always been my thing. Adafe Owe was drafted as a first-round project from Penn State. Mm-hmm. And I remember your draft report on him even back then. I'm still – this guy's supposed to be, this project and everything else. I'm still waiting for Adafe Owe to come to the party more often. If he's a pass rusher and he's got this incredible speed – now, the Ravens know better than I do – you remember when the Eagles used to do that wide nine kind of thing, when they used to have a guy on the outside? They would know better. With his speed.
Yeah, you saw that with Cleveland last Sunday.
Yes, well, yeah, exactly. With his speed, isn't he better going around like that than he is lining up? Because he doesn't seem to have these great pass rush moves to get to the quarterback. Or I don't know if he's just not strong enough or whatever, but he's the guy they call – he's the almost guy. You know, he almost had him, or he rushed him. Give me your thoughts on Adafe Owe, what you've watched, and tell me if I'm off or is Chuck Smith's a great pass rush guru, but what have you seen from him that you've seen improvement over the years? Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks, man.
He gets a lot of his stuff by effort, you know, because he is fast and he can chase and he can catch quarterbacks, you know. And what we see in the game when he's unblocked, you know, he comes hauling butt. That's when he's made some plays. His win rate this year is not great at all. You know, none of them's win other than Van Ooy. Win rate is bad. You know, I mean, because Van Ooy lined up on the right tackle, he whipped him every time. Nobody else got out there and whipped the guy. You know, it's like, come on, the guy sucks. I mean, come on. You know, so yeah, I've been disappointed in Owe. He just hadn't really advanced. You know, I mean, what's his signature move? You know, I don't know what his signature move is. You know, he tries to outside speed, but, you know, he doesn't get there. You know, I don't. It's just been disappointing, and I'm going to talk about it on the film, you know, when we do defensive film. That's the biggest disappointment of the game is the pass rush.
Now, go back to Matthew Judon, for instance.
Yeah.
He was the close-but-no-cigar guy when he played for the Ravens. but he was winning. He was just missing them sacks.
Yep.
And then he finally, you know, broke through in New England. Now, I guess looking for a home. But he won the first round draft pick. Was he a fifth round pick from a small school? Matthew Judon. Adape Owe is coming off a 10 sack season looking for a big payday. Somebody's going to need to make some smash splash plays that aren't just a matter of BK. Where are your edge rushers? And now that Van Noy's week to week, whatever that means, what's happening?
Yeah, I mean
are we counting on Ajabo to finally break through like it's Michigan 3 years ago here?
Bob, their best pass rusher so far has been Matabike, and it's not even close. He's had more, you know, pressures, and he's had more hits on the quarterback than anybody. You know, and that's kind of the scary thing right now is with Vannoy out for probably 3 weeks, I'm guessing, with a hammy, where's it coming from? Because Mike Green is not close yet. He should have dominated, you know, against those guys. I mean, I got clips of him getting knocked to the ground and, you know, and stuff. It wasn't good. I mean, you know, Ajabo's going to come and the thing that Ajabo's been is, Bob, I mean, he's like Mr. Paint by the Numbers, you know. He stands up and then, you know, they get too tall. You watch Green Bay, you know, and you watch Micah Parsons. You know, his athletic, like he's so quick off the snap that he jumps inside, beats people inside. I mean, our guys are like slow off the ball, you know, quicker with your feet and quick, you know, I mean, just they're not there yet. They're not there yet.
And they're going to have to get there sooner or later because you have a pretty high-powered offense coming up Monday
night. Yeah, and the secondary's been covered, but you can't cover all day.
It's 5880-1057, the Fan, Nolan McGraw. It is Woman Crush Wednesday. You want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Got Vinny's film breakdown of the Ravens' offense first, because for the second straight game, they put up over 40 points, doing most of that damage in the second half. And we'll talk about, you know, what Cleveland was doing to contain that thing in the first half of the game. Cordell Woodland's going to be joining us. Preview the Ravens and Lions. Again, open locker room. No practice till tomorrow. So tomorrow's back to normal C because it's a Monday night game. Whip around 11:15. And then Jeff Ehrman, InsideMDSports.com. Preview Maryland, Wisconsin. That spread's actually going up a point. Where the Ravens spread's going down a point. Maryland, Wisconsin's going up a point. Are we that scared of Billy Edwards Jr.?
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.